in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your boy, L.
What's up, L?
What up, man?
How you doing?
Let's go. Let's get the screen on me, B.
Nah, don't do that. Don't have me tell what was going on.
Behind the scenes, you know, camera action. What up, yo?
I sound different. For some reason.
You probably do. Shout out to...
Nah, don't do it. How was your week?
Pretty good, off? Man. Yeah, we had a little week off.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah. It was well overdue.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but the listeners are like, man, y'all niggas can't take no week off. We need y'all working.
Y'all ain't caught up on all them episodes.
I know.
668 episodes or 667, something like that.
You know, every time I tell somebody about the show, they'll go back to like, they won't go to the last show. They'll go back to them 7-8 shows in.
Like you in or 7-8 shows?
Seven, eight shows from the last one.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I just be wondering, hey, pull up the last show, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to send them that direct link.
Exactly.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Shout out to new listeners, though. I know there are a couple new listeners out there at least. Yeah.
Shout out to the new listeners. How was your weeks?
It was cool. Last week, I didn't do too much. Mm-hmm. I hung out around the house as much as I could. I went to the flower show.
The flower show?
Yeah. They had a plant and flower show in the area.
In the city?
Yeah. Yep.
How was it?
It was cool, you know.
You went with the wife?
I went working.
Oh.
So.
You can't? Well, nothing. I ain't want to start no trouble with your wife. Listen. I'm going to keep that to myself. Anyway.
Whatever you saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. I did that. A lot of people out there. You know, the Mexicans making a lot of money.
They was doing the flower stuff?
Yeah, man. They had some of the biggest vendors of fruit and flowers and stuff like that.
Oh, so it was fruit and flower festival.
Yeah. You know, they had like strawberries and shit like that. Oranges.
Sorry.
We can't be no more racist than that, can we?
Prejudiced.
Yes. You're right.
Definitely.
You're right.
I would not claim to be racist.
I think everybody's racist. We're not
everybody prejudiced.
Yeah, we did say racist like the higher power.
Yeah, yeah. So. Everybody prejudice
to an extent
on something. You prejudice on somebody walking to you, like you got a establishment, somebody walking your establishment and they dusty and dirty or whatever.
Yeah,
you think they poor, broke or whatever. You don't know, they might have just been doing their own garden and they rich or something. They just love doing gardening, so you never know.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that.
Yeah,
it's rare, but you know, I'm agreeing.
Yeah, I know. This like Steve Urkel, I'm wearing you down.
Hey,
that's what that was to say. The Laura.
Yeah, you can't say that no more.
But yeah,
I did that. You know, mess with the. I was in my storage, I call it the vault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fixing up stuff and moving records around and shit like that. It's like time freaking speeds up when I'm in there. I can look at my watch and be, next thing you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours and went by. And yeah, I just went in there probably for like...
What are you in there doing?
Arranging, taking pictures. Because I still have stuff that I really haven't even went through that I might have, you know, collected from, you know, a storage sale or something like that. And, you know, I got to log it into a... What do they call it? It's an app, And it gives you the value of the CD or value of the
album. Oh, when you said logging in, I thought you was just like logging it in for your own records to know what you got.
Oh, no,
but
no.
It's an app you use.
Yeah, it's an app. And it tells you the price, tells you how much it's worth, it tells you where you can buy another one.
So how much is Volume 2 Hard Knock Life CD? $7?
Nah. Like, well, that one, yeah. You know why? Because the more popular albums that everybody brought or everybody got, that the volume is low. Like, everybody might think, like, Michael Jackson Beat It is worth so much money.
But it ain't. It
definitely not.
What if it's unopened? Unopened, no matter.
Unopened, yeah. You'll get a little bit more for it, but it's still not like, I found a Beatles album. The album itself was in mint condition, near mint condition, but the cover was like in mint condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference when you, that thing, I think it said $700.
But it was opened.
Yeah, it was open.
Mm.
But it was $700, but it's worth $7 right now. The last sold was like $500.
So the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Is about $1,000.
Oh, I got to tell you something about that, man.
What?
Go ahead, go ahead.
And the Beatles album is on the iPhone. Or the Android, whatever device.
Hey, you're right.
So, there you go. But what you had to
say? I'm glad you brought that up. Uh-huh. I went to get a new phone the other day.
Okay.
So, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a new phone.
Did you need a new phone? What was your previous phone?
13.
You still got it?
iPhone 13. Good.
You still got it?
Now I'm trading it in.
Oh, you gonna trade it in?
Yeah, that's part of the crazy story.
Okay.
So, you want to trade it in? So I'm like, nah, I'm good. So I said, what are you going to give me, $50 for the thing? I was like, nah, I'd rather keep it just in case something happened.
You have another.
Always, you know, have a backup. He punched the numbers in. He was like, well, we can give you $833 for it.
What?
I said, what?
He said, that phone like 4 years old.
That's what I said. I was like, so I'm stopped.
You
I
had
stopped.
The Pro Max, right?
Yeah. And I stopped, he stopped. I was like, Then in the back of my mind, I was like, if they want to give me $833 for this, should I keep it? It's a reason they want it that bad. And sure enough, he gave it to me.
So you didn't keep it?
No, I traded it.
I'm keeping mine.
The thing is, I traded it, but he let me bring it home to, you know,
get all your stuff out.
Take all it out. He said, within a month or whatever, just drop it back by the store.
So you still got two phones?
I still got it.
Oh, but if you don't, they're going to tax that.
Yeah, they'll probably put it on the... Yeah. Well, they won't take that $800-some-dollar credit on my bill. Probably it won't.
Oh, so they gave your bill an $800 credit?
Towards the phone.
Towards the phone.
Yeah.
But if not, you'll just have to pay for the phone.
Yeah, pay for the phone.
Like $45 a month or some shit?
$30. Something crazy number.
But I mean, it'll be paid off in 2 years. I have them.
You're right. But now with this, if I do that credit, the phone is what? $1,100? So with that $800, you know, $800 credit, really I could pay it off with $200.
Mm-hmm.
The iPhone 17 is coming out in September.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I might wait for that.
I thought about waiting when I was in there. I was like, yeah, but I'm in here already. So I might as well just go ahead and get it.
You didn't need it.
Nah, I didn't. I didn't.
Is it the camera that much better?
Side by side, I can't really tell.
I'm sticking with my 13.
Let me say this. I never put them side by side.
What?
Like checking them. But, you know, they say this camera is 4.8 megapixels. And I mean, 48 megapixels. And this one is 13 megapixels and stuff like that. But who knows? I know I shot something yesterday with it, and it turned out real good.
Yeah, cataracts can't tell.
When you're getting older,
six
right?
6 megapixels difference. Yeah. Oh, shit. We got an email just that quick.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And
what else you did this week? Well, in the space.
I went away. I went to Raleigh yesterday.
Okay.
And they had a big car show event, BBS Boys.
Oh.
And that was...
They from New York?
Nah, they all over.
They all over.
Yeah, they have different chapters. The chapter
BBS is on the motherfucker.
Yeah, it was crazy out there.
Is it one down here? Is it BBS? Yeah,
well, Raleigh.
It was the closest?
Raleigh, and there's people, there was a chapter from Florida there.
chapter. No, I mean, here, though, is it one close to here?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I might start it up. Give me some.
You can. I mean, you don't have, I mean, I think they say cars from 91.
Oh, it got to be in the 90s.
Yeah, 91 to like 99 or something like that.
Mm.
No, 88. 88 to 99.
Man. Okay.
88 to 99. Yeah. But
it got, they all got that same shape.
They got that feel. If you don't know what that feel is, it's if you watch Paid in Full,
mm-hmm.
when it was at Willy Burgers and the Saabs with the BBSs and BBS and a set of rims, if y'all didn't know.
They not stupid.
Maximas, those square box Maximas.
Stanza.
Nah, I didn't see no Stanza. I did see...
Could be some Stanzas out there, though.
You can. You can. Really, you could do any older car you can kind of...
I just missed... I should have had the Grey Goose. My first car was a 1987 Nissan Sentra.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I could have had the Goose out there, baby.
See? Well, I'm telling you.
It's gone. The Goose is cooked.
You can do all sorts of, like, you know, Lexuses. Really, it evolved from, like, the Dope Boy,
mm-hmm.
the 80s, you know, the Paid in Full, the Uniques of power, mm-hmm. you know, that style, that people, you know, walking around wearing that stuff, wearing, how you say that one, the tracksuit that you got? You only wear the jacket?
Oh, the Sergio?
Yes. What's the last part?
Tacchini?
Yeah, so I couldn't do it either.
Is it Tacchini or Tacchini?
Tacchini. Sergio Tacchini. Whatever.
No, Tacchini.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got more than the tracks. Shout out to High Star, too. He got some of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, wearing that shit.
There was people, you know, rocking that, ropes, bucket hats.
Oh, man, with the whole look.
Yeah. Shout out to my man Big Boosie, too.
Big Boosie, not little one. Nah, Big Boosie, not the little one.
Bootsy, not Bootsy. Bootsy,
like Collins.
Yeah, Bootsy.
People around here say Bootsy. For Bootsy, Lil Bootsy. Yeah, they say do. Bootsy. But anyway, shout out to your homie Bootsy.
He was part of the Paid in Full movement. He ran with AZ.
Oh, he was in that.
He ran with Alpo and all of them.
Alpo, Rich.
Rich Porter.
Shout out to Rich and all of
nah,
them.
Nah, I ain't doing all that shout out to them. I don't know them.
You don't know Rich? I'm saying we shouting out to Rich and his family and his memory.
Okay, yeah.
Rich wasn't a snitch.
And Darnell. Darnell's the little boy that got killed, you know.
That's the, yeah.
But, you know.
Who was... portrayed as Sonny.
Yeah.
Shout out to Darnell.
Money make it Sonny. But he was part of this. And
was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, he was there.
Mm-hmm,
Did they like say Bootsy was one of them niggas back in the day?
Nah, everybody know him.
Oh, everybody know him.
Everybody know him.
Like, oh, okay.
He was also in the movie Paid in Full.
He was?
Yeah, he was the scene where Cameron pulled a guy out of the car. And he gave the two guys
the chain.
He's the tall one.
Okay.
You know,
shining right now.
They made him look, you know, made him look geeky and all that, but.
Oh, but.
That's him.
Word. Shout out
to him. Yeah, he was out there really making that money back in the day. But he was there. Shout out to him for, you know, throwing a nice event. It was a three-day, it was a three-part event. It was like a car show at a big parking lot. And then, it was a meet and greet, like at a bar restaurant.
You like follow them on social media and shit now?
Yeah.
What's the? I think I follow the BBS boys.
There's so many of them. They got the New York one, New York chapter. They got a Baltimore chapter. They got BBS boys.
The 330i joint.
Man, I'll show you some of the pictures I got and stuff like that.
Post them on the social media. We'll post them. We'll
I had a couple of my people from New York pull up.
Shout out to New York, St. Albans.
Accurate Legends and stuff like that was out there.
Word.
It was a good event, though. I didn't stay for the night one.
You not could have pulled up in my Acura?
Nah, you could have pulled up in your BMW.
Ah. Yeah. But it's
a
little too new.
I seen Rafes out there.
I could have
some shit.
But if I'd have cleaned my act up, though, because it's old.
It looked like a bucket compared to, because I seen a Maxima.
This nigga just
called
my shit a bucket. Go ahead, continue, beloved.
I'm just saying that.
This nigga just called my shit a bucket. They got 273,000 miles on it. Maybe it's classic. Nah, it ain't classic.
If you put rims on it and made it look like you souped it up,
then I might could have.
You could pull it off.
But nah, it's
you,
too.
If you pulled it through, like, you know, park your shit over there. That's what it is. Like, yo, park it over there. Like, my truck.
Park it up.
My truck was like hours away. Like,
oh, you had to.
Yeah.
Your shit is new though. Your shit like a 20 something.
Yeah, but you know, it's just, it was a certain kind of look and they feel.
Yeah, I know.
Niggas started shooting dice and everything out there, man.
That's crazy.
In the middle of a big parking lot.
Was you shooting?
Nah.
You don't shoot dice?
Nah, not with people I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, not with out of towners. I'll say that.
Ah.
Because it was like the feel of paid in full. Like, you don't know who's who.
Niggas had their one pant leg roll up?
Nah, that was Biggie shit. They had shorts on.
Oh, okay. I would have fit in. I got the whole set, the whole Sergio set.
Nah, but it was a vibe, though. It definitely was a vibe. It was everybody. It looked like, because the bar had a line and the place was packed. It was still.
So it was an inside and outside event.
It looked like CIAA.
Damn.
That's
right
there
in Raleigh.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like CIAA. And the inside, you couldn't even get inside. Like, they had a patio joint. And my peoples was there at the patio, so they ran and grabbed me a wristband, and I walked straight through the front door.
VIP access.
Yeah, it was nice.
You that nigga.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Right. Shout out to Robbie.
What you been up to, man? You had 2 weeks off? You know what?
1 week off. What do you mean 2 weeks off?
2 weeks. We didn't record last week.
That's only 1 week.
I think, well, we're going to count up 2 weeks because it's more than 7 days. How about that? Didn't we miss two episodes?
No, we only missed one. I mean, two episodes, but it's only a week's worth of stuff. We only just didn't record last week. But anyway.
But we are going to say you use some of your PTO on that one.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm the owner. What are you talking about?
I know you use some of your PTO because you was like, I'm not sure we're going to record next week.
Oh, yeah, short notice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is
PTO. Yeah.
PTO. Well, shout out to my homeboy Renzo. Matter of fact, he lives in Raleigh, but his pops died last week. So
condolences
to him and his mom and his sisters and all his family. So last night after I got off work, I went and hung out with him.
Word.
Him and Jones. Shout out to Jones. My homeboy Bill was there too. And my other homeboy Edie was in town from Atlanta. But by the time I got there, he was gone. But shout out to Renzo, man. Yeah, so that was yesterday. Last week, I went to it's a Black Food Truck Festival.
Oh, shit. You went?
Yeah. Not Charlotte, in Charleston.
Yeah, I was going to go, man. Yeah. All the way up until the day of.
Yeah.
The rain was kind of scaring me.
Like, it didn't rain, though.
Yeah, it was in the forecast, and I kept on looking at it. I was like, nah, you know what? I'm going to stay home.
Yeah, it didn't rain at all. I mean, the weather was straight out there, but it's like 3 nights of events, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. They have stuff too, and then the regular food truck stuff. It was a lot of food trucks that be around here that was there.
Yeah.
Like Yard Kitchen was there. The Seafood Soul or whatever food truck that always eats on the creek, they were there.
Yeah, I know.
There's like three or four of them from here that was there. I wound up getting something from this food truck from like the DMV area. I had to get me some Mambo Wings.
How was it?
It was straight.
I never had.
Well, you mean the festival?
No, the wings.
The wings, that was straight.
I never had Mambo.
Yeah, they straight. They like a sweet sauce.
Like a barbecue, almost hot sauce?
No, it's like a sweet sauce. Like, you ever had, they got like a strawberry, a honey strawberry at Why Not Wings?
No. It's been a minute since I've been there.
It's kind of like that, but it's different. You ever had what's them wings out of Chicago? Like Harold's? You ever had Harold's wings with that sauce they got on there? It kind of puts you in the mind of that. But I had that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really stayed long. Got that and left. Saw some people I knew down there, whatever. But
yeah. You went by yourself?
Nah, me and my homie went.
Oh, word.
Yeah, that was it though.
Did you bring anything back? Any
paraphernalia,
sweets or something.
I was gonna get some sweets. It was like some donuts, but I was like, man, I don't want them. I don't need that shit.
Black on?
Everything was black on. It's Black Food Truck Festival.
I was wondering, like, you know, have a couple sneak in.
Nah. I wasn't no Mexicans, no whites.
Oh, word.
None of that. It's all black people. They had like vendors and stuff selling shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Live bands playing. The music was dope. It was a dope vibe. But
did you go for the stage? The stage setup was Friday?
No, I went Sunday.
Oh, you went Sunday?
Yeah, I couldn't go no other day because I was working.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think Friday had like, you know, bands playing.
No, they had bands playing Sunday
all throughout?
Too. Yeah, Sunday too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was dope though. So I'm going to try to go to more days next year. And then in a couple, I can think in June in Charlotte, they got something called a Durag Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to go to a day of that, maybe a day or two of that.
I was out there last year or the year before. It rained hard. So I just kept on doing what I was going to do. I was kind of letting the rain let up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eventually end up, you know, eating at a restaurant and shit like that and then turn it on back.
Oh, so you ain't got a lot of shots in that?
No, I didn't even go for it.
Oh.
I kept on like, yo, it's raining, you know.
Oh, so
I was talking to people there. And it was like, yeah, it's raining now. So I was kind of like letting the rain let up. And then I was going to go, but it rained so much during that year.
Yeah, I know the first year, I think it was the first year or the first year I knew about it. They was, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, what is this, man? Durag Fest. That's some nigga shit or whatever, whatever. But then, like, I started seeing pictures. I was like, oh, no, nah, this shit dope.
Yeah,
like, but it was this one person had, like, it was like a velvet durag, but it turned into, like, a cape and went all the way down. The I was like, yo, that shit was hard.
Yeah,
but
I think it's a vibe there.
Yeah.
That whole area, what's that, North Camp?
Oh, Camp North End.
Camp North End. Yeah. That whole thing's a vibe. Like, if you go there now. During the, you know,
get some shit going
during
on.
A regular weekend or something like that,
mm-hmm.
it got that, you know, different booth set up, artists set up, mm-hmm. and you'll catch anything.
That's the spot that got like all of the all the stuff made out of containers and shit, ain't it? Ain't that the same place?
We mean containers,
shipping containers.
Oh yeah.
So like people be like, it ain't nothing to do in Charlotte. They move from place, be like Charlotte born, maybe shit all the time.
They do
on there.
It
I'm gonna try that out. I might check that out because that's gonna be Juneteenth weekend. I always been wanting to do something black Juneteenth weekend. So
yeah, I might pull up there.
I'm probably go
maybe
for the weekend.
Maybe we'll do it.
We'll talk off mic. We do got an email. Shout out to the homie High Star, the aforementioned High Star.
Okay,
says to my family, friends, and the supporters. We'll see where we go next. He said, you're...
See where we
go. What up, y'all?
This.
Hope all is well. I saw Sinners last week. Movie was fire. I loved it.
I'm going to turn my headphones off if he's getting ready to talk
about it. I got to read because I don't want to...
Yeah, don't
because I ain't seen it yet.
You didn't?
Nah.
Wow.
I ain't seen it yet.
I didn't either.
I had a couple opportunities that got missed. So if I don't get to go to the movies to see it today, I'm watching it at home tonight, goddammit.
I can't watch the boot, though. That super crisp copy, it'll be out probably this week or next week.
Mm.
Three weeks after box office, usually 28 days.
I'm gonna check and see what's on that app. He said, I'm in a new phase in life where I reserve criticism and just consume art. So yeah, I have my think pieces and theories, but I'll keep them to myself. I think a lot of folks consider themselves movie or music connoisseurs and ultimately become contrarians. Whether it's a movie, TV show, song, or album, commercial art has formulas. Now, don't get me wrong. There is trash art out there, but I appreciate what Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan contributed to the culture. Shorter from Lovecraft Country. He's telling something.
Yeah. I'm going to take my headphones off for while you finish that up.
I can't. I'm not reading the rest.
Shout out to High Star.
Okay, I'm gonna skip over his I gotta skip over this because I ain't seen it. I'm seeing
you reading it too.
Okay, he said made me think of a list idea. May take some work, but what TV shows / movies have the best multiple performances by a single actor or actress?
Oh, that might be cool.
Shout out to Janelle Monáe and Glass Onion, Martin, Eddie Murphy. Has a couple movies doing it. Steve Urkel, et cetera. That's damn near my list there. So on you. You watch You?
Yeah, I just started back.
Okay, so how far are you?
I went back to third season.
Okay, so on this season, it's an actress and she's playing herself and her twin.
Oh, word.
So yeah, that's crazy he just mentioned that. So yeah, on the new season.
Is it a good, like... Do you look at it and be like, oh, okay, that's her? Or do you know exactly, when it comes on screen, do you know exactly which one she's playing?
At a certain point, because their personalities are so different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one scene where she plays both of them in the same, like she's switching back and forth as the same person from the personalities.
Oh, okay.
So it's like real good.
Oh, so that's fourth season, right?
Yeah, that's yeah.
So I started back.
I think fourth, whichever the last one is.
Yeah, I started back the third season just to catch back up to
kind of memory.
Yeah. It's been a minute for me.
Shit, me too. He says, not an Uncle Thay Thay. Oh, that's why he said it like that, because Shan, he said, to my family, supporters, friends. Oh, that's what he said. Man, shut that shit up. BZQ up. Stephen A, we don't care sound effect. Damn, if I can get to it fast.
Please, it's right there. It's right there on your fingertips, right? There. Hey, down.
There we go.
Over here.
Here to tell you right now, we don't care. Let me tell
you. He said, I'd be exhausted if I was this nigga family and friends. Stop PR apologizing and just stop fucking up. Yeah. Shit may be controversial, but many black men that have been given opportunity or blessings have fumbled, fucked up, and squandered them. Many have been successful and maintain a high level of integrity, but the ones that fuck up is a lot of in the social media social media era and disappointing. Russell Simmons, Diddy, Pill Cosby, Kanye, R. Kelly, bunch of rappers, of course, that done tricked themselves out of the freedom. Soapbox shit. It only grinds my gears so much because I be rooting for niggas. But back to Shay Shay. Nasty perverted ass. This nigga talking the 20-year-old 2% 20-year-old 2% milk and forgot that black people are lactose intolerant. Shaking my head. All that shit he be talking about the Ocho about professionalism. Then the other night, he was on live with Ocho and Joe Johnson and said to somebody off camera, shut the fuck up, with the Titan face, where the lips barely move,
oh,
that
word?
Black parents be doing. I just saw that clip this morning.
Him yelling at somebody in the background?
Yeah, it was like some hollering or something that happened in his background. He was like, shut the fuck up. That shit was crazy. It looked like he switched to a whole nother nigga.
So he is a whole nother nigga.
Yeah, he is
out
a whole
there
nother
choking
nigga.
Choking bitches and,
He said, this nigga is spiraling, man. Niggas pointing out that Cap might have heard about this nigga Shannon moving behind the scenes and could have been cryptically talking to Shannon during the interview. Y'all hear about the John Elway situation? No.
Uh-uh.
I think I vaguely did, but I didn't.
Something new?
Yeah, it was John. I saw something about it, but I didn't. But it's John Elway and somebody. I don't know exactly. I'm going to have to look into that. Mm-hmm. He said, should do it to the Browns. What's y'all thoughts on the draft day debacle? Wiz album, Kush, and OJ2 is still in rotation for me. He said, all right, let me put the phone down and enjoy the Sunday. Hope y'all enjoy it as well. High Star probably on the. I talked to High Star last Sunday too. He was on the way to the fishing hole, wherever his fishing pond is.
I was
going to
say, he probably fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he was chilling, so, with his homie.
Is he on a boat, or is he off the pier?
Nah, he on a boat.
Okay.
Yeah, he on a boat. We'll go with the last thing. So, you don't really follow football sports like that, do it?
Nah, I don't. Boxing a little bit, but, yeah. I mean, that's it.
But you've seen the Shedeur Sanders stuff or whatever?
Nah, what was that? Which one?
So Shedeur Sanders, he's Deion Sanders' son.
Oh, yeah, the fact that he got, you know, second drafted. Strand. Pick and all that?
Well, fifth round.
Fifth round.
Yeah.
Fifth round. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's cool.
Put some respect on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you was closer. I mean, you was better. You said second. But a lot of people were upset or whatever, saying they were trying to stop an arrogant person, trying to put him in his place or whatever.
Yeah. I do catch that. Yeah. I didn't hear about all that.
But it's been a lot of arrogant people that have been picked first, early on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just didn't interview good, or
yeah, I think they
something
did
else.
I think they did it on purpose.
Nah.
Like just same thing everybody else is saying.
So yeah. I was listening to the person who I think is the smartest, one of the smartest people in like media, period. And, he was like, the only reason we think Shedeur should have been picked earlier is because they told us that. And the only people who told us that was journalists. It was like, we never heard that from like people that work for the teams, mm-hmm. say, well, we're going to pick him in the first round, mm-hmm. or he's probably going to go at this team or that team. It was just journalists. And they said that he was like, well, and the reason why they do that is because they know if we mention his name, people going to tune in to what they got to say, or they're going to read their articles and stuff like that. And he was like,
that's smart. I mean, for him to really see that.
Yeah.
That's real observant.
And then he was like, the draft is a TV show. Like, when it's all said and done, it's a TV show. And to get people to keep tuning in to the TV show,
yeah,
you got to mention Shador. You got to mention him a whole lot. And, oh, he's not getting drafted here and there. And this, that, and the third. And he was like it ain't had nothing really to do with the teams.
So you think they even held it back for him getting picked the first round to keep people watching?
Nah, because that wouldn't serve the teams no good. Like, if you really wanted to get him early, but you waited until later.
No, like, I'm talking about, like, for ratings, if you're looking at it as a TV show, well, to get people to continue watching this event, do you put him on the back end like
that? Well, the people putting on the TV show ain't the people picking him. Like, if it was just the same person, then you could say that. But because the team, like, where he's drafted affects whatever team he goes to.
Mm-hmm.
If they really wanted him, they would get him early. Mm-hmm. But because he's not getting picked early, then for the people that are putting on the TV show, now, like you said, they got people, they know people going to tune in to see, stay tuned in to see where he goes.
Yeah.
So
they
use that as an opportunity to push it, to say, well, you know. But I really didn't jump on the, because I watched a lot of their games, and some of the throws he made or some of the catches the guys made, like, it was a couple, like, game winners or whatever. It was kind of lucky.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? It was kind of lucky that the guys made, like, real great catches from where he just threw the ball out there, and they just went and got it. Like,
okay.
So hopefully he do good in NFL, but I wasn't really shocked that he didn't get picked in the first round. So, but anyway, he was talking about the Shannon Sharpe stuff too. Were you up on all of that?
Hit and miss. I mean, for most of it.
So
hard, deep down details, no. Knowing about the situation, yeah, kind of know about it.
So I want to say the stuff popped off like the Monday, like the last day we recorded. I want to say it popped off like that Monday or Tuesday. But he was, so it started off with him being sued for $50 million by a woman. At first, she was a Jane Doe. We didn't know who she was in her race or whatever. He was being sued for $50
million. Yep.
And it said that he met her at a gym back in 2023 when she was 20 years old. But now they're saying they met when she was 19 years old.
Oh, okay. I mean, 20 and 19, there is no difference in that.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Teen. And you 50-something years old talking to a teen.
Yeah.
It just sounds
but
weird.
But she's legal on both ends. She's legal.
She legal, yeah, but it's still just teen.
Yeah, you're right.
Teen. So they started texting. He started buying her stuff, or whatever. That's in the documents at first. Then Shannon and his people came out and put the lady's name out there, put text messages out, I think videos or whatever, them talking. Then she put out some stuff of him saying stuff to her.
That's when the phone call came in, right?
Yeah, the phone call. Then Shannon's people came out and said that they did offer her $10 million.
Yep.
To, like, be quiet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a whole bunch of stuff. And then the fact that when it first came out, the lawyer that she's with is Tony Busby. And that's the same nigga that got caught up trying to sue Jay-Z or Diddy.
Yeah.
And got that shit thrown out.
He got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit going on, but this might be the hitter.
He swooped in and got that one.
Yep. He probably
set her up to do it.
Not even that. He'd probably just be combing the damn legal filings or whatever to see who's filed against a big name person and swoops in and say, well, we can push this to the next level to get you publicity or some shit, because he getting all of them.
He on the move, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Because he was already representing her once we started hearing about it.
Yeah.
Like, once it hit the news, like,
that
was already the lawyer.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it came up here and there. And then, you know, Tony.
Yeah, he was already representing.
He was already there.
Before her name came out, his name was in it.
Yep, yeah.
And then when Shannon them put her name out or whatever, I really forgot how her name came out. Because if he would have put it out, that would have been kind of foul if she filed as Jane Doe. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't public, but then he going to out her. It's kind of on some foul shit. But
It could have been a it could have been a slip up. We had that situation here in the area where a parent filed a complaint against somebody at a school. When that first week it came out, the parent's name and everybody's name was out there. The 2 weeks later, it came back out again for the lawsuits. That's when they took the names.
Hold
away.
On, you said the name was out there.
Yeah, they put the name out there. They put the
parents. No, I'm saying at first, you said when they first filed, it was out.
Yeah. And then they retracted the names.
After
I got the real lawsuits kicked in.
Oh.
For the situation, the names were out there. But then when the lawsuits kicked in, that's when they took
the
names
out. They tried
to
take the names out.
So it could have been a case like that where one of the medias dropped the names.
Yeah.
And, you know, they went from there. And then after it was going on, that's when they went back to the Jane Doe's. I mean, that's when they went back to the real full name. Yeah.
One of the things that, so at first I was like, man, Tony Busby, this nigga, he fucked up. But then the woman put a text message out where she told Shannon, like, it was like, you know, we did it the other night. I asked you not to go raw in my ass. So basically,
yep.
And you went raw. You went raw, dog. I told you to use a condom and you didn't use a condom. Now, I learned several years ago on Law and Order Special Victims Unit that's a charge.
Yeah.
Whether the sex is consensual or not, if a person asks you to use protection and you don't use protection, that's a charge. At the very least, Shannon could be going down for that. He should have settled.
Yeah. I was watching something and that was like, yep, right then is when I wouldn't even replied back.
Yep. And I can't remember if he replied in the things, but then she came out with, like you said, a phone call where he was like, I'll choke the shit out you.
Yeah. They was talking about that phone call situation. They were saying, like, hey, that's only 30 seconds of the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had to put out the whole thing. So I think they tried to get her not to put the phone calls out. Like, they was trying to hold the phone calls.
Shannon people.
Yeah. Because now she put that 30 second out or whatever. Now they got to hear the rest of the whole thing. Yeah.
And the rest might be?
Shannon's people saying, hey, all right, now put the whole thing out.
Because the rest might be something where they joking around or something, you know what I'm saying?
Because
you could take a clip of anything somebody say.
Exactly.
And it can sound real bad, but if you hear the whole thing in context.
Yeah. I think what happened was she put that daggone little clip out, and then the lawyer jumped in and was like, all right, well, since it's going to, we taking this to trial, we taking this to court. Okay, now put the rest out.
Get your 12 white folks and take that shit to trial, bitch. So he said that, and well, that clip came out.
Mm-hmm.
And when that clip came out about him saying, I choked the shit out you or whatever,
mm-hmm.
They went back into his past and they found out that before he was at ESPN, when he was the co-host of Undisputed, he was accused of choking a female production assistant in the workplace. And two sources came out with that. One source said that he settled with the accuser for $700,000, but there was no lawsuit filed. So he got a little history.
You know what else I heard crazy? What's that? I heard him and Shaq been getting, you know, into it.
Like fights or?
Like,
back,
you know,
and forth beefs?
Back and forth, little beefs, little things in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they heard Shaq been trying to dig up stuff.
On Shannon? Him.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when this all came about.
Really?
Yeah.
Shaq got the bread to do it.
Of course. He could pull up dirt on you or I.
Yeah.
And then shit don't even be true. But that's what, you know, that's what the word is.
Yeah, it said that back in 2010, he briefly stepped away from his role on CBS's NFL Today studio show after he was accused of sexual assault.
Yeah.
They're
saying that's he's doing that, so he's not getting fired.
Yeah.
Like, after this all cools down, he could come back now.
Now, that's with CBS. This is 2010.
Oh, that was...
This is 2010, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the now situation.
No, that's why I said 2010.
Oh, well, say it again.
You don't be paying attention to me. I see. You just be looking at yourself on camera, huh? Nah, this is old, so he got a little pattern.
Yeah.
But, like you said, he probably, you know, want to step away so he can try to come back, and so they say he won't be fired. But ESPN kind of different, though. ESPN, if it was Stephen A. Smith, I would say, well, yeah, he'd probably come back.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Shannon Sharpe, and they don't really need Shannon.
They getting into it, too.
Well, sir, I heard Stephen A. say that's my boy, and I got his back or whatever recently.
Yeah, it was something. I forgot what it was. It was something he didn't have his back. It was well, if he did it, he did it, and he got to pay for it. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It was that? Yeah, like he that. Did come out and say that. Now, yeah.
They kind of compared it with him and who else was it? It was another athlete where he was. No, it was Jay-Z. I think it was Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, no, we can't listen to this until we find out. You know, it was a totally opposite. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
That's just media hearsay.
Yeah, so shout out to High Star for that email.
Yeah, that yeah.
I mean, I don't really care. But one last thing, though. Shannon is still doing his podcast.
Yes.
So he's still doing that. So
that's, you know why? Because that's still his money.
Kinda.
That's not Disney money.
No, it's not, but
he does all his
like production and stuff.
Yeah, he does.
But he does have ads. So now with this going on, he'll lose a lot of sponsorship. Because he was supposed to sign like a $100 million deal or something for his podcast.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
They probably still go with it.
No. Hell no.
You don't think so?
Bro, what like how cause they do the deal so they can make the advertising dollars.
Yeah. I see.
So who gonna advertise, like what companies gonna advertise where they can make their money back? 100, like it's the big dogs, and the big dogs ain't gonna, if this shit turn out to be true, they ain't gonna advertise with Shannon Sharp if he go down.
Oh, if he go down, that's different.
Yeah, so but, that, I think they gonna wait until the smoke clear with this
mm-hmm.
to see whether or not he get that deal or not. But
I don't feel sorry if he did it. If he did it,
no, I don't either.
Shit, let him hang him. Hang him. Take all the money.
He need to lose half of it just because he was 50-something years old hollering at a fucking 19-year-old.
Yep.
Like
more than half.
Like, me and my homeboy, like I said, we was with my homeboy last night, and we was talking about who got grandkids in our class, like who we graduated with got grandkids,
mm-hmm.
who kids like graduating college and shit like that. Like that's yeah. older than the niggas. Like, that shit just weird, man. That's yeah. older than the person Shannon Sharp was hollering at, and he 15 years older than us or whatever. Like, this shit crazy, bro. Yeah,
that's him. That's your uncle.
Yeah.
Going to the high school.
Hollering at, yeah.
After basically. Graduation.
Basically. Basically. Hollering at a college freshman.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit is weird, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a loser for some of that. We kind of talked about some shows. What, you been watching anything in your break?
I watched, like I said, I caught up on, I didn't catch up. I dialed back a little bit, season 3 of You.
Mm-hmm.
What else I've been watching? I caught up on Raising Kanan.
Mm. We know somebody on Raising Kanan too.
Yeah, I seen a post you did yesterday.
Yeah.
Do I know
him? Nah, that's Blaze's cousin's son, so that's Blaze's cousin.
Cousin's son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he wouldn't have been in the circle that I would.
No, he was young. Like when Blaze passed, he was maybe 14, 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was young.
Where's he from? Columbia?
Nah, he's from New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
New York.
What else I've been watching? I went back to loving hip hop for a little bit. You know, I had a
You couple. Love that trash TV, my nigga.
Yeah, that's some of the things I can kind of binge watch.
Mm-hmm.
It depends, though. If it's too much crying and too much bullshit on it, I got to get off of it.
Oh, you don't want to feel stuff.
Feel stuff? I don't want to feel nothing for none of them. No.
Oh. You said Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, Love and
Hip Hop. Who on there now? Where you at? Jim Jones and
this
them
is not. It's Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta.
So this
Scrappy.
Mimi.
No.
Not Mimi. What's the girl name? With Kurt, her husband, Rashida. Yeah,
Rashida, Kurt.
Scrappy Mama up there?
Scrappy Mama.
I deserve to live.
Scrappy Baby Mamas, both of them.
Oh, he got two?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the girl name?
Bambi and Erica.
Erica Dixon, something like that.
Yeah, something regular.
I think it's Dixon.
Yeah. But I've been watching that for a little bit.
That's it.
Nah, here and there stuff. And nothing that I could say, yo, go watch this. I haven't. I went to 1923. think that's the name of it, 1923.
That's not that Yellowstone show?
Yeah, it's like the beginning.
Precursor of Yellowstone, right?
Yeah, it's the father of the Yellowstone, like the family even further back.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little bit of that. And that's probably it. That's probably it.
I finished Dope Thief. That was a good series.
Okay, wait. Did I finish it? Nah, I'm not finished. I'm to the part where he found the head in the box.
Oh, yeah, you got about three more episodes.
Yeah, at the house. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, you got about three more episodes. Yeah, we talked about You a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I watched all of You. Pause. Raising Kanan. Raising Kanan is real good.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's real good. I might be an episode behind because I couldn't... I didn't see last week's episode. I thought they might have did a break.
No, they took a break.
They did.
They did. They took a break.
Oh, okay. So I'm up to date. Yeah. You know what I wanted to ask you?
What's that?
Daredevil. Was that season's finale?
Yeah, Animal Daredevil.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I'm up to date. What happened?
Say I don't know about watching that shit.
For real?
That's a good show. I ain't heard no. The people I know that watch it caught up. There ain't no catching up.
Okay.
And it's been gone for 2 weeks or whatever, so.
What happened last episode? Like, he's out of the hospital, Daredevil? Left out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Is that the last season, the last episode?
Nah, I think it's the episode after that. Because he catched this dude in the streets and beat this dude up.
He had his nightgown on? Or he went home and changed?
No, he went home. He get out. Go home. I think it's like an episode or two after that episode you're talking about.
So what happened in the last episode? Because the last episode that I saw gave like season finale. Like,
What? Tell me what.
I couldn't. I'm trying to. Well, basically, Kingpin is full-fledged Kingpin now. They fired that guy.
Fired.
One of the guys that was under him as the mayor.
What do you mean
he had the female go fire the guy.
Oh yeah, it's more after that.
Another episode?
Yeah, it's like might be two, cause you know the guy that's the he's like the commissioner or whatever. Remember the guy he was kind of against some of the stuff Kingpin was doing?
Yeah, that's the one they fired, right?
No, they did more than fire him.
What did they do to him? Oh yeah, the last scene I seen, he was walking in his dungeon or whatever, he had all these people in the cages. And Punisher was in the cage.
And the Punisher was in the cage?
Yeah, because the Punisher had a big scene where he was killing them and
they
finally got him. In the last part of the thing, Punisher was talking to the guard. He was like, yeah, man, can you just shake my hand through the cage? And then, you know, he grabbed him and they didn't show Punisher getting out, but... That was like the end of the...
That might be the last. So you saw what happened to the dude, the guy, the commissioner got in.
Yeah, I probably did. It was probably before that. Because it was like the last scene I saw...
No, I'm saying if you saw it or not.
I don't remember, but I probably did see it.
He squished his head.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that scene.
Well...
I was like, okay, you're strong, but not. This ain't no superpowers.
He is, though. He do got superpowers. He is that strong. Like, people was talking about it, but it seems like that in the comics, where he did that in the comics.
Yeah, in the comics, everybody is enhanced, but this is real life. Like, this ain't a comic.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you it is.
Don't
like, he got shot in the head.
Who?
Kingpin got shot in the head, like, on one of the other shows.
Now, this is a different, this is separate.
No, it's not. This is Marvel Universe. This is all with all of them. He got shot in the head and what's the Arrow guy name?
Arrow.
Hawkeye. He got shot in the head in Hawkeye.
Oh, in Hawkeye.
Yeah. In the show. Yeah. Either in that show, no. Echo. He got shot in the head in Echo.
Yeah, but
You saying that, but I'm telling you.
It's
he got superpowers. He like super strong. Cause remember at the beginning of this.
I remember he was lifting weights, shit like that. But
no. But I'm saying that remember at the beginning of this season, he was in the hospital. He had got out the hospital. The reason why he was in the hospital was because Echo shot him in the head on her show.
Okay, but what kind of superpowers he got?
He just like super strong and like super durable and shit. Like he could take punches to the head and shots to the head type shit.
So he's the only one in the series that has superpowers.
No, he got superpowers. The White Tiger dude had superpowers. Daredevil got superpowers.
What superpower the White Tiger girl had?
He had an amulet that gave him superpowers. He said it. He said it. He was like, I need my amulet that gives me my powers. He said those words.
That's crazy. Who else got powers?
The guy that started the whole thing in the episode that killed Foggy.
Yeah.
He superpowered can shoot and throw shit. He killed a dude with a
Yeah, but you know who he is, right?
What do you mean?
I'm a comic guy. You know who he really is?
Yeah, I don't know his name, but
Bullseye,
yeah.
Yeah, he's Bullseye.
Yeah, that's his superpower. Being able to shoot and
that ain't superpowers.
He killed a dude with a
with his tooth.
Yeah, with his tooth. Yeah. That's a superpower. It's not like all of those shows, even though they call them street level superheroes. Him.
Yeah, that's
Jessica Jones, Luke Cage.
Nah, Luke Cage. I think Luke Cage got a power for real.
He do got superpowers, yeah. Iron Fist, all of them. They're what's the name of their team?
The Legend. Yeah, Legend something.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
But all of them a team. But
yeah,
all of them got some kind of superpower. It ain't like flying or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I didn't see that part where he squished his head.
Yeah.
He looked like a pumpkin.
But I was like, come on, man. I was like, I know he's supposed to be whatever. But then I went to the comics and I was like, oh, because people was complaining about that scene.
Yeah.
And then people was like, you never read the comics. And then they show stills of in the comics where he did that to a couple people.
Yeah, I understand that part, but the comics and this.
It's the same.
This is the, all right, this is Batman. Batman Dark Knight compared to Batman with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was like comic-y compared to the real life Dark Knight kind of. That's what this is.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's why like you don't see like the Avengers on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But on Luke Cage,
mm-hmm.
It was a scene where like Luke Cage was walking down the street. He looked at the newspaper, and there was something that happened in the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
On the paper, It's the same universe. And
I think Luke Cage had a power though.
He do.
He get electrocuted or something to get the power.
Something happened to him. They did some kind of experiments on him or tried to torture him.
Yeah,
and he got the power. So
see, on this, nobody got that. Like they didn't show like, you know, Kingpin getting, you know. Like, what's the black guy from Black Lightning? Tobias.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tobias had, like, a power. Like, right? He had I think they injected him with something. He injected himself with something.
Yeah, a lot of them did, but it was something that happened in the city.
Yeah, like.
That got everybody. Everybody had different powers.
Had powers, right?
Yeah.
Like, this series didn't show that. That's why when he did that, like you said, everybody on the internet, I'm not the only one that was like, come on, man.
Well, some people was like that was some people say that's some stuff that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people complain about stuff not happening in the comics that they put in the shows and stuff. But that did. But like this nigga, come on, man. In the first episode of this season, Bullseye shot the wings off of a fly.
Yeah, but that's.
That's a superpower, bro.
You're right.
That's a superpower. Like, but
Bullseye ain't no joke.
It's on the level, like you said to me, it's on the level like kind of like Dark Knight. But except for like the Dark Knight, that trilogy,
mm-hmm.
Bane was superpowered.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Not the newer one. The old one, yeah.
No, the newer one too. He broke Batman back.
Yeah.
He split the nigga in half.
It was a wrestling move. It wasn't a superpower, I'm strong move.
It was, because in the last fight scene, they fought, he punched the brick wall. Shit crumbled.
Yeah, that was just him strong. Now, the Bane from the Poison Ivy one,
Where yeah, he got big.
They had
a little shit in them.
They had the green shit used to flow through them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like this.
Yeah.
That's definitely like this.
Yeah. But that devil was so I think you did finish. Well, it's May the 4th. So I gotta mention this show. You don't know May the 4th? May the 4th be with you?
Oh, I didn't start it.
You never watched Star Wars?
Yeah, but I didn't start the new series.
New season of Andor?
Yeah, I didn't start
That's good. It's good.
Yeah?
I was watching some this morning.
Give me the feedback on, like, how good is it compared to Mandalorian?
What rating do you give Mandalorian, like, out of 10?
That first two seasons of Mandalorian was like,
it's only two.
It is?
I don't know. How many of them is? What do you give Mandalorian overall as a show, right? All of, like, out of 10?
Mandalorian slowed down for me. So
out of 10, explain. Just give me out of 10.
Let me explain.
Give me out of 10.
7.
If that's a 7?
Yeah.
This is probably a 6.
Okay. Okay.
I thought you was going to give it like an 8 or 9.
Nah, I couldn't because I was getting ready to explain why, but you didn't want to hear it.
No, because I wanted to make it quick. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing quick on this.
Yeah.
We in here for the long haul.
And have you started? Because you was telling me about Mobland, right?
Yeah.
You watch it?
Yeah. I told you about it, right?
You caught up?
Nah, definitely not.
You don't watch it then. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
Did you watch the last episode from last week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, bro.
For real?
They get better and better every fucking week. And then they leave you on cliffhangers.
See, you know what? And I'm glad I caught on to that. I caught the series when I caught it. Because
why?
Because it was still fresh and new. Like,
yeah, it was only like two episodes, one episode.
It was
out.
One episode when I got onto it and was like, now, I didn't want it to be like an old show that I'm going back to it, even though I'm still catching up with it now. I got to catch up.
You
with
got
it.
To catch up, bro. I need somebody to talk to about this.
I'm at least three episodes behind.
Oh, my God.
Bro. How many episodes they got?
6.
Okay, so I'm 3 behind.
Oh, my God. It gets better.
Yeah.
You been to the, they made it to the funeral for you yet?
Nope. I don't even say no funeral.
Man.
Where the dad died?
No, not the dad. You know, in the first episode, the rival's son gets killed.
Oh, shut up. I didn't know that.
Nah,
they didn't go through that yet, man. You done spoiled the shit.
My bad. It's not my fault.
He been missing.
Oh, yeah.
He been missing.
Okay, so you probably at the point where they do reveal what actually happens to him.
Yeah,
but you can tell, because... I know
he's probably dead because God.
Yeah, it's good though. If y'all haven't watched Mobland on Paramount Plus. Yeah, because I got Paramount Plus. Yeah, it's under your right leg. Okay. No, like on the floor.
Yo, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's on Paramount Plus. It's British, but they don't talk like British, like Top Boy. They don't use a lot of slang like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's British like that, and then
it's not that bad either. It's not like a super thick British accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan sound like he's talking in his regular voice. Brosnan?
Yeah.
Pierce.
Pierce is right.
Yeah. Pierce. Let's go with Pierce.
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh wait.
Now you got me guessing.
Brosnan.
It's Pierce.
Yeah, it's Pierce. That's what I said.
It's Pierce Brosnan. Because when y'all said it the first time,
uh-huh,
we was trying to figure it out, and I had to look it up, and I was like, oh, it is. Because I was thinking Bronson, too.
Hey, man, don't be second-guessing me while I'm on here. Don't be going back and checking later.
I checked on the show, and I was like, oh, y'all right. Yeah, I checked on the show. Yeah, you like, Bronson is on there. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
Bronson. Not Bronson, Bronson.
It's not Bronson.
No, it's Bronson. What did you say? Hold on.
Brosnan.
Matter of fact, I looked it up to see, because I remember him being in something else.
Because you said Bronson. You said Bronson.
It's Brosnan.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
5 times.
You did. I'm sorry. Players fuck up. Because I was trying to figure out, because his voice, and I was trying to figure out what else I remember him from other than being 007.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a little funny movie. So he was in Black Adam. He was one of the superhero dudes in Black Adam.
Okay.
The movie with The Rock.
Oh, yeah. He was. He was.
And it was something.
He was the, I'm kind of want to say a father, but he was the bad guy.
And
he was opposite of The Rock.
And no, he was a good guy.
Nah, he was a bad guy.
He was a good guy. He was a superhero.
Wasn't he going against The Rock?
I mean, they were, but they were, okay, because they were trying to stop him. Okay. But then they turned around and figured out who the real bad guy was.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, Pierce Brosnan. And he was in Mars Attacks. That was the one.
Oh, okay.
And he was in Mars Attacks. I was trying to, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that show is good, Mobland.
Yeah, Mobland.
Another show. Well, one show that I never watched, that I probably should have, because it's getting canceled now, is The Equalizer. You ever watch that?
The Queen Latifah one?
Yeah. I never watched it. Because I don't know.
I seen it one time while it was on, and it just was like, I couldn't get into it.
Yeah. Now, I was surprised because of the numbers. It says averaging 6.1 million total viewers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's down 25% from season 4. So it had 5 seasons, so it's going to get canceled before the season 6. But they kept moving the time back from this article I read.
Uh-huh.
And changing the time slot. Whenever they start doing that, that let you know.
They trying to feel it out. Hey, let's see if they're watching at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I heard a couple people say it was good, but I never watched it.
Older people liked it.
Older people like everything that's on CBS.
You right.
CBS, they own on them channels.
Right. Yeah, older people did like that. And yeah. they didn't even look at it as Queen Latifah. They just looked at it as The Equalizer.
Yeah, that's Dana.
Yeah,
that's Dana. Yeah. Shout out to The Equalizer. I should have watched it.
I used to watch the old one when I was younger.
Oh, it was an old show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is right. See, I'm just familiar with the movies.
Yeah.
Mr. McCall.
How'd you feel about the last one? I know you didn't like the second one.
No, I liked the second one. I didn't like old boy in the second one.
Oh, okay. I got
the third one was, I mean, they all the same. Just an old nigga who can do everything good, who barely gets shot. It's like hit that movie, all of the Jason Statham movies.
I can't watch them no more.
Why?
After Beekeeper.
Keeper.
I can't do it no more.
Mm.
It's over.
What's the what's my man that plays he does Taken? All of his movies is the same.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. He played himself in Atlanta, and he talked about in real life. Now he said that.
Oh, he did. I remember that.
So in real life, it was a thing that came out the way he said that. One of his friends got sexually assaulted by a black guy. He was like, him and his pop people left. And they was going to try to kill the first black man they saw. Some shit. It was some wild shit like that. And they had him in Atlanta playing himself, talking about that and his thought process and getting his mind right from knowing that was some bad shit to say and
yeah,
think.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wild, but it was good to see that shit. But
you back on Atlanta too, ain't you?
No, I didn't start it back up yet. Now, I don't really have time to. I might start it and like have it playing while I'm at work on my, because I have my iPad on my desk.
The like, iPad, that daggone, they loud now.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, they are. But I turn it all the way down, just have it playing.
Oh, word.
People be like, I like your setup. Like, okay. I guess we'll get a couple stories in before we get out of here. This one happened in Texas, North Texas Highway. A truckload of dimes spilled onto the highway.
Man, did you see it?
I just saw pictures.
Them damn videos, man. It was sitting down in the grass picking them out.
Yeah, 18-wheeler turned over.
I don't know if the truck was full now, but they had the 18-wheeler, like when they was filling it back up. I don't know if that thing was full, but
it was a lot. Well, it couldn't have been full to the top.
Hell no.
It could, because it would have probably been too heavy. But it was just loose dimes?
Yeah, man. They was sitting in the grass. Like,
was people picking it up like regular people or?
No, hell no.
Well, oh, workers.
See, now they showed the workers, but you know when that shit happened, somebody had to see it.
You ever been to Coinstar? You ever used the Coinstar?
What, the car wash?
No, Coinstar, the thing where you take the,
at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get $100 worth of, like $100 worth of change with quarters and shit, you got to be strong to carry $100. If you want to really, how many dimes is it? Do you need to sit on the side of the road to pick up dimes for it to be worth your fucking while?
Nah, man.
Like, how long you got to be out there? You think?
Man, that, just think about it. When that shit first went down, you probably could have got handfuls.
And not have to work for it.
Yeah, you ain't picking.
True. You ain't picking through. Yeah, true. So,
I saw a couple videos. I seen a video where they was just using like a street sweeper and sweeping up all the dirt with it.
Oh.
And then I seen them sitting in the grass, like going through the grass.
I wonder where these dimes was coming from. It must have been coming from like a place that make dimes and they was delivering them to banks or some shit.
That or old ones, huh?
And they were taking them
to get destroyed.
Yeah, well, it says it's not clear why the 18-wheeler was carrying so many loose dimes. There was loose dimes. They wasn't even dimed
out.
That's
what I'm telling you.
Damn,
it wasn't like rolls out there. It was like
just dimes.
They hand picking them up out of the floor. Like the change fell out of your pocket.
Yeah.
They down there.
They fell out of the goddamn pocket, all right. Damn. Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to that.
I saw that. I felt happy, but the damn videos I seen, I didn't see not one pedestrian in the video.
Oh, it was just
they had to like they had to mark that area off. Like nobody could come through there.
See, somebody probably wished for a money truck to fall open, but they should have been more specific.
You don't want that one, though.
Yeah, you don't want that money truck.
you don't want that one. Just imagine that would have flipped over in front of you. Dimes everywhere.
Dimes every damn way.
That's when I used to ride motorcycles, that's where you just had a little quarter thing. You had like a little pouch right there in front. And, you know, I'm from New York, so it's a lot of cases where cars will cut you off and stuff like that.
Oh, you just throw quarters
out? All I had to do is reach in that pouch, throw the quarters up over your shoulder.
And they'll hit these glass.
So just imagine dimes.
All over the place.
All over, just flying. Woo.
Fucking up your glass.
Yep.
And some sad news. I guess we'll do this before we get out of here. Marie Del Carmen Cartagena passed away. That's Fat Joe's mother.
Yeah.
She was 77.
Yep.
So shout out to Joey Crack. I didn't know his real name was Cartagena. Yeah. Cartagena.
It sounded like Italian to me.
Cartagena?
Yeah, that's where what's the album name?
Don Cartagena.
Yeah.
But no, Cartagena is in Colombia, South America.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I think he's
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
So it's Spanish.
Colombian and Puerto Rican, two different things, though.
It is. They're very different.
That's why
to do some of the tests for certifications at my job, they have some in English, then they have Spanish, and then they have Puerto Rican Spanish.
What?
Yes. Yes.
So, okay, Spanish from Mexico is different from Spanish from Puerto Rico. It's a little bit more broken.
In Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. We do got one more. So, you know who Steve Smith is?
Football
player Steve Smith Sr.?
Nah.
So he played for the Carolina Panthers and he played for the Baltimore Ravens too. Oh. So he was real good. And I want to say year before last, some text messages came out from a guy that Steve Smith was messing with his wife.
Oh, word.
Yeah. And let me see the text message, because he basically is asking like, hey man, you fucking my wife? He texted me and asked him that or whatever.
Not a text.
Yeah. Because he found Steve Smith's number or whatever.
I know you don't know me, but
basically. Are you fucking Karen or whatever her name was? Let me see if I can find it. Because my computer is acting slow right now.
I know
now.
You don't know me, but you know, I've been going through my wife's phone and I've been seeing messages. I know you a man and I'm a man, but I'm just coming straight up to you.
Man to man.
Man to man.
Let me see if I can find this. Oh, shit.
Not on the board.
Empty. Yeah, gotta make sure that shit empty now. I'm gonna find this for you because he found the text messages and put them out, and then he, here we go. Come on, article.
Yeah, come on, man. Get your shit together, dog.
It's the Charlotte Observer.
Tune in Wednesday. Mm-mm. For our Wednesday show.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah.
He texted him, "You been fucking my wife, bro? What you got to say for yourself?" And Steve Smith responded, I'm sorry.
It was good.
Nah, he just said, "I'm sorry." Yeah, but the dude, so the guy, his wife, she played on the Baltimore Ravens marching band.
Okay.
Yeah. Now her husband, he's suing Steve Smith for $100,000 because Charlotte has a law called the Alienation of Affection Law or the Homewrecker Law.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so if you sleep with somebody that's married, they could sue you in North Carolina.
Wow, that's crazy. $100,000?
Yep.
That's it?
I mean, he ain't asked for much.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Steve Smith retired, too, so he ain't got the bread like he used to. But somebody else that got sued by this law and lost.
Who?
Fantasia.
So, explain quick.
So, from what I remember, Fantasia met a guy. He was working at the T-Mobile store. The guy was married.
Was she Fantasia, though?
Yeah, she was Fantasia. Yeah, okay. This was like in the last 7-8 years, maybe. 6-8 years. So this is Fantasia.
You got an impression?
Fantasia?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a Fantasia.
What's I don't want to know nothing.
You got to kick your Crocs off. Yeah, she do that shit too. But yeah, so she met the dude. They started having relations. And the wife sued him because they were married and they got a divorce. Fantasia's still with the dude now.
I'm tired.
I'll probably leave my wife for Fantasia too.
What?
Fantasia?
What?
Have
what
you seen her?
Yeah, so what? She probably nuttier than a fruitcake.
Might be.
Come on, man. She
what did she do nutty?
She had so many breakdowns and cries during the damn what's the show that she was on?
What show?
That they discovered her on?
American Idol?
Yeah, man.
She was poor.
Yeah, that ain't why she was crying.
You was poor, you'd be emotional too.
Nah, she was.
You talking.
Guess what?
On your high horse.
Guess what? She got money now. More money, more problems. She's even worse now.
Nah, she happy now.
Yeah, I bet.
She is.
She ain't no happy.
She was here not too long ago.
She look happy on stage though.
She do.
It ain't.
That butt look happy. Her body look happy because she done got all in shape and shit.
I can't believe you said that.
What? Yeah, I know why you don't like her.
Nah, that's not true. Whatever you agree to say.
Okay.
Because I didn't never said I didn't like her.
Okay.
And why I don't like her now?
Because she
dark skin.
Oh,
I'm asking you.
You admit it.
I'm asking. And you was about to say something totally different.
No, too. I was gonna say that too. That's what I was gonna say. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, my black brother.
You admit it. But yeah, that's all I got this week. You got anything else before we get into our scam of the week?
Nah, man. Get scam away.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Nope.
So this scam of the week takes us to the big city of Florence, South Carolina.
What?
Yes. Oh, look at put a smile on his face.
Not a scam. Where they at?
Yeah. A federal grand jury in Florence returned a 43-count indictment against Talisha Cooper, 44 of Coward, for preparing false tax returns.
Not Cooper's tax firm or whatever. What's the name of it?
You knew the name.
Nah, yeah. Give me the name.
The indictment alleges that Cooper was a tax return preparer and manager of Tax Fusions, located in Florence. Beginning 2019 through 2023, Cooper knowingly filed numerous returns that were fraudulent. The returns reported false fuel tax credits, family and sick leave credits, employee business expense, and Schedule C business profits or losses. The investigation revealed that at least 43 instances of false returns with a total loss of $374,349. Cooper was arrested. This was last week, though. So she was arrested on April 22nd. In the reign in federal court, she faces a maximum penalty of 3 years in. What? That's it?
They don't get that much.
3 years in federal prison and a fine. The case was investigated by IRS criminal investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorney Lauren Hummel is prosecuting the case. She'll probably get off with a fee. Because let me tell you something.
So what news source is this?
This is justice.gov.
So what made you, how did you come across it?
I don't know. I just did.
Oh, okay. Because this ain't new for the area.
No, scamming. Oh, yeah. Niggas scam around this
motherfucker. Tax situation ain't new.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that. But to scam up $374,000.
That they caught.
And only maybe facing 3 years.
You go for it?
I go for it. Now
you get comfortable like she did.
Yeah.
She was comfortable in that. And
because that's...
They don't give you a due date. It's like, hey, you can scam up to this day, and then we come to get you. They don't do that.
Yeah.
You'll be in the middle of enjoying your $300,000+.
Now, I wonder if that's just the money that she scammed up on returns for other people, and that's the money they got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a certain source where they calculated all of that. Because they were all the way to, what, $40-some? Or something. Like
49, that? Yeah, 349. Yeah. But I'm saying she might not have got all that money. She might have just prepared the taxes.
So each one of those taxes, something fraud was with it.
Yeah.
So that, like we said, that's the one she got caught with.
Yeah, but it was, so this was probably people that, you know, get me money. So all right, I'll say you did this for driving, because it says false fuel tax credit. So you drive so far to work, you get fuel for that, you get credit.
Bring me some receipts, and I put that on your tax too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sick leave credits, business expenses, because some industries you can file certain stuff. So like when I worked on the railroad,
you could do it now.
All the clothes you buy, yeah, like my job now,
yep.
Because I have to wear certain clothes. Yep. The clothes I buy, I can file that.
I was the same way.
You can get like half. You can get, they'll give you credit for like half of the shit.
Yeah.
But if you buy enough shit, it'll add up.
You're right.
It'll add up.
You can do that for your clothes, cleaning and all of that.
Yep.
And so you really don't have to wash clothes at your house. You can send all your clothes to the dad to the cleaners on laundry, mm-hmm, and write that whole thing off.
Yep.
Tools and stuff like that. Say, hey.
Certain jobs.
Sneakers.
Yep.
All of it, especially for you. That's what I'm saying for you.
Yeah. But certain jobs, like certain things you do, mm-hmm, you can write it off. Like tools. Like if you got to supply your own tools for your job. Yeah.
That's how it was. I had a 1099 at the time, so mm-hmm, I was trying to write everything off.
Yeah.
So tools. I would put travel in there too on certain things.
For you, for like, especially when you do your photography, yeah, of course, exactly. Travel. Of course, travel.
Yep. But hotel stays and all that.
Mm-hmm. But this shit was false.
This shit
was false. And she got some. I wonder if the people that she did their taxes for, if they got hemmed up too.
Lying. It could have been the area. The area was like, hey, we getting a lot of this, a lot of that. Let's look at some of these tax preparers in this area.
But it could be.
Because this ain't the first one in what, a month?
But you know, it could be like, let's say like you come to me and you say, do my tax. I was like, well, I can get you back such and such and such.
Yeah.
I do your taxes and now your shit get flagged and you say, well, who did your taxes? You say, well, he did my tax.
Yeah.
And now they come to me and now they reviewing all the taxes that I ever did, exactly, ever in life. And now they finding all that shit. So that's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, you know, shout out to Talisha Cooper. Tax fusions.
I just knew it was going to be Cooper's Taxes something.
Oh, yeah. Taxes with a Z or some shit. Spell it fool.
Cooper's Tax.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's all we got this week. Hopefully, Corey will be back in town. She's still in New York.
Yeah.
Eating slices and beef patties. What else they eat?
Dirty.
Chopped cheese.
Dirty water dogs.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon and cheese, all in one word.
Bagels, whatever. What do you put it on, a bagel?
Salt, pepper, ketchup. It's all one word.
That's all you put on there?
No.
Is that what you put on there?
You can't go by what I put on there.
What you put on yours?
I don't want no mayo. I don't want, it's a whole bunch.
You the dry bagel?
Yeah. I do a bagel with cream cheese. Or a pizza bagel.
What's pizza bagel?
Tomato sauce, mozzarella, cheese, and pepperoni.
Mozzarella?
Mozzarella.
And pepperoni. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pizza bagel. Okay, I know what pizza is. I thought it was going to be something different.
You do that at the house, man.
Yeah, you can.
It's good.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on the bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. You never heard, you remember them commercials?
Nah, that one.
You remember the pizza bagels?
Not the pizza bagel one. I never remember that one.
You ever had pizza bagels?
Yeah, I still eat them.
Like the kind you buy from the store?
Yeah, they're in the box.
Yeah.
The pepperoni ones, the regular ones, the three cheese ones, yeah.
Okay, all right. But you don't remember the commercial?
Nah, hell no.
Damn, you ain't watching enough Power Rangers. That's what it was. Yeah, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Well, you can find me on EL Murphy, L Murphy on Facebook. And you can also catch me at the Digital Studios Podcast.
And what are we talking about next week? I forgot.
Yeah. Next week is top five.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. Wednesday's episode is top five sequels.
Yeah.
That we liked.
Yeah, top five sequels. You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. You can find us on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Also, at any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Peace.
Those who have ears, listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.